The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Just a few more days left in early voting, and if you haven't found the time in the day to go to the polls yet,
we've got good news for you. KRLD's Kristen Yates has our top story and tells us you still have time.
A unanimous decision by Dallas County Commissioners will extend early voting hours the rest of this week. They open at 7 a.m. as they've been doing, but now will stay open until 9 p.m. through this Friday. Technical issues have been reported at some Dallas County locations, and lines at polling places have been out the doors. It's all led to extended wait times and lots of complaints. So again, starting today, you can vote from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. in Dallas County. So far, about 33% of voters in that county have cast their early ballots. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
On November 5th, two North Texas cities will decide whether to allow liquor stores in their cities.
Both Burleson and Mansfield allow beer and wine sales in grocery and convenience stores, but don't allow liquor stores for residents. That could change if voters approve propositions in both cities. Doing so would generate a lot of sales tax revenue annually for both. Burleson, that number is around $254,000. In Mansfield, it's $420,000. Both city leaders say allowing liquor stores will lead to more economic development opportunities as well as jobs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, a Mansfield man who was better at marketing than tax law has been locked up for the next 15 years. 40-year-old John Castro convinced really hundreds of clients he knew legit tax loopholes that could save them thousands of dollars, but it was all a scheme. In the end, the clients owed the IRS tens of thousands of dollars for phony deductions. Castro admitted he went to law school but flunked the bar exam.
Dallas has seen an impressive drop in crime in the last several years. Major Nathan Sires says the overall crime rate is down 10% from last year, with aggravated assaults and murder rates dropping the most.
We're down in everything with the exception of business robberies, and we are working on initiatives to try to bring that down.
Major says they're rolling out new initiatives that focus on deterrence for those who have offended once.
We're modeling this off of a program that's been used in Philadelphia, and they've shown great success in this. What we're looking at doing mainly is Saturday mornings, because what they have found is in Saturday mornings between certain time periods, they're able to catch these people at home.
Get this, murders are down 27% this year in Dallas. Coming up in 3 minutes, in Phoenix, cops there are accused of inflicting third-degree burns on a suspect that they arrested. That's in 3 minutes.
In other news, Grand Prairie ISD trustees held a special closed-door meeting last night to discuss Superintendent Jorge Arredondo, who was placed on leave in September over allegations of policy violations involving harassment and discrimination. A temporary restraining order blocks the board from voting on his potential termination until next Tuesday. Arredondo's supporters, including many in the Latino community, are rallying in his defense, calling for transparency from the board.
Well, the Mavs' strong start to the season continues.
Dallas moves on at 3-1 to start the regular season after a 120-114 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves, with none other than Luka Doncic sealing the deal.
Timer is down to 5. Doncic can't find any space. 3 seconds. 2. Deep one. Doncic!
Oh my gosh.
Bingo!
The call on TNT from the 24-Hour News Center. I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Concerning news out of Fort Worth, where there's word two TCU students have been sexually assaulted over the past few weeks.
TCU police say the first incident happened about 3 weeks ago. They say someone reported another student sexually assaulted in campus housing by someone they knew who was a guest of another student. In the second instance, police say a student was sexually assaulted by another one in a dorm room over the weekend. They did not specify if the two knew each other. Many students say they're shocked to hear about these incidents and plan to talk about it with their roommates.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to talk to them and just make sure that whoever we're bringing into our room is someone that we trust.
TCU police say they investigate all complaints, often in partnership with the Fort Worth Police Department.
That's NBC5's Thahara Rahman reporting.
The man who attacked the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has now been sentenced to life in prison without parole.
The new sentence for David DePapp came in a state trial over his attack 2 years ago on Paul Pelosi after he burst into the bedroom of their California home with a hammer, yelling, "Where's Nancy?" Paul Pelosi was 82 years old at the time, and in a letter read in court by his daughter says that was the last peaceful sleep he had. The judge says it is his intention that DePapp never get out of prison.
Google parent Alphabet is spending big on artificial intelligence, and it's starting to pay off. AI is helping to deliver better than expected gains in the cloud computing business and driving more search engine usage. Google reported healthy increases in both revenue and profit. An estimated 12% of Japan's population has been tuning in to watch superstar Shohei Ohtani's first World Series, but one group there is missing out. Because of compliance rules, traders in Tokyo are not allowed to watch the games on their mobile devices or TV on the trading floor. The Yankees won Game 4 of the series, defeating the Dodgers, Ohtani's team, 11-4. It was New York's first victory in the best-of-seven series with Los Angeles. Futures have been mixed this morning, and it was a mixed close for Wall Street yesterday. The Dow slipped 155 points. The S&P 500 rose 9. The NASDAQ added 146 and closed at a new record high. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Death tolls up to 62 people now killed in devastating floods in Spain after a month's worth of rain fell in a single day. We're told that death toll will still continue to rise.
And we have more controversy on the campaign trail, this time over whether President Biden called Trump's supporters garbage.
The White House is trying to recover from an unforced error after the president's garbled remark on a campaign call Tuesday with Voto Latino Foundation CEO Maria Teresa Kumar. Biden said Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the Latino community, and he called out comedian Tony Hinchcliffe for saying Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage at Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden. According to the White House transcript, Biden says, "The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters." He then pauses and says his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. Republicans like Senator Marco Rubio quickly seized on the remark.
He's talking about everyday Americans who love their country and want to dream big again and support you, Mr. President.
Biden later posted on X that he was referring to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico as garbage, and that's all he meant to say. Trump leaned in on his New York rally.
An absolute love fest.
But he distanced himself from Hinchcliffe, telling ABC News, "Someone put him up there. I don't know who he is." And telling Sean Hannity on Fox News he knows nothing about the comedian, concluding that probably he shouldn't have been there. I'm Jennifer King.
Election workers in Washington begin searching today for voter information connected to intentionally burned ballots.
A Clark County official says about 475 burned ballots were retrieved from a ballot drop box in Vancouver, Washington State that was damaged by incendiary devices early Monday. Officials will track down the voters so they can be given new ballots. Clark County Auditor Greg Kimsey says the damaged ballots are separate from an unknown number that were destroyed. An incendiary device also damaged three ballots at a box in Portland, Oregon. Authorities have said that enough material from the devices was recovered to link the two fires on Monday, as well as an incident on October 8th in Vancouver. No ballots were damaged in that incident. I'm Donna Water.
With less than 1 week to go before the election campaign, robocalls and text messages are hitting a peak. Even people who put their name on the do not call list are getting flooded, and experts say there's a good reason why.
It's really important for people to know that political calls and texts are actually exempt from having to comply with the national do not call list.
Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says the reason you're getting this spam is because sometime in the past you agreed to it, and she explains that it was likely in the fine print of something you signed. The good news, simply replying the word stop should be enough to end the text messages. The phone calls, though, are harder to stop.
The fine print always gets you, man.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.